The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington.
Today, I'm announcing the House of Representatives moving forward with an official impeachment inquiry. I'm directing our six committees to proceed with their investigations under that umbrella.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi announcing that decision after reports that President Trump allegedly held up aid to Ukraine unless he received information on Joe Biden and his son's activities in Ukraine. The White House is blasting Democrats for pursuing impeachment of President Trump.
Press Secretary Stephanie Grisham says Democrats do nothing but weaponize politics when they should be working on behalf of their constituents. She tweets that the president is in New York City working hard on behalf of our country while Democrats continue to stomp their feet and shout the word impeachment. She adds, nothing new here.
White House correspondent Greg Clugston reporting. On Wall Street, the Dow down by 142 points. This is SRN News.
Patriot traffic from the INeedMoreHair.com traffic center.
Now let's take a look at traffic in the Twin Cities. Heavy on the northbound side of 169 and 49th Avenue to 77th. Backing up southbound 35W first at Hennepin to 94, and then again seeing delays on southbound 35W at 82nd to 106th. Almost a 20-minute backup on the northbound side of 35W. Heavy from Highway 36 and just crawling to past County Road I. On the northbound side of 35E, delays at Ide Mill to St. Clair. Southbound 35E, heavy from 94 to Grand. On the westbound side of 94, backing up at Highway 280 to 35W. Eastbound 494, delays start at 169 to 35W.
Up next here on The Patriot, live from the Ames Center, ahead of our Michelle Malkin event, it's the Northern Alliance Radio Network with Mitch Berg and Brad Carlson right here on AM 1280 The Patriot. Still can get tickets to the event. Go to AM1280ThePatriot.com or get them at the door. Your forecast now brought to you by Blue Emu for tonight. From the Great Plains Windows and Doors Weather Center, could see a scattered storm at a low near 56. Blue Emu, lidocaine cream, Blue Emu maximum arthritis cream. Both are deep penetrating and odor free, so you can beat the pain two ways and live life. Blue Emu works fast, you won't stink. Available
Mike
at nationwide
Gallagher
retailers.
Sees a relentless attack on Justice Kavanaugh.
The anti-Kavanaugh campaign could be just beginning. But see, the greater good is to send a warning to Brett Kavanaugh. You better toe the line on every abortion case you hear. Because if you're pro-life in your rulings, we're going to keep coming at you.
The Mike Gallagher Show, weekdays at 8 on AM 1280. The Patriot, intelligent radio. AM 1280, The Patriot.
Do you want exceptional convenience and still do business with a like-minded Minnesota company? It's not luck. It's Lucky's Station Convenience Stores. Larry Elder here with Lucky's owner, Scott Stevens.
We're a value-driven company that lines up with companies consistent with the Patriot. We're Minnesota-based. Well, in some ways, we are David against Goliath. We have to work harder. Often, we're going against international corporations. These are major, large corporations, and we have all the products you're going to find in any of our competitors. I think we offer a sense of appreciation. We find that good customer service in a small neighborhood environment works pretty well with us. And that's our focus. We treat our people well, and we hope that that carries over to the customer. We want you to come in, check out our stores, find where we're at on the map. Mention you heard us on the radio, you'll get any size, fountain or coffee drink free. Our hope is to earn your business so you can make Lucky's your landmark for convenience and service.
Now, there's a Lucky's Station near you. Find them online at luckystations.com. Lucky's Station, the official convenience store of AM 1280, The Patriot.
Wow. Congratulations on the win.
Thanks, Carol. Yeah, you know, I'm proud of how it turned out.
It's clear from the cheers that Minnesota's never been prouder. Describe your mindset coming in.
Hey, it's all about having a smart game plan, keeping focused, and making the big play.
How did you step up your game today?
Well, the key to our success is using our energy wisely. Most of all, I'd really like to thank my rebates.
Your what?
Hey, I couldn't do it without them. With rebates, there was never a doubt. And now we can start saving.
Save what now?
Saving energy, saving money. The future of our business is strong. We're motivated, and the rebates have got our back.
Yeah, the rebates.
Yeah, my rebates perform. Natural gas, water heater and furnace, hot water boiler, new construction, and even custom rebates for specific projects. All for Minnesota Energy Resources business customers.
So win today with energy efficiency rebates.
And win later with lower monthly bills. Am I right? Woo! MinnesotaEnergyResources.com. MinnesotaEnergyResources.com.
Are you ready to make some improvements to your home? Maybe plush new carpeting or beautiful wood flooring? How about worry-free, waterproof, luxury vinyl plank flooring in your bathroom or basement? They even have a huge variety of affordable kitchen cabinets and countertops to choose from. When you're ready to start looking, Serenity Home Interiors can help. With their spacious 4,000-square-foot Burnsville showroom, they have thousands of combinations to match your dreams and your budget. Plus, the friendly professionals at Serenity Home Interiors are here to help you every step of the way. Serenity was founded on providing you with name brands you can trust, service you deserve, and pricing you can afford. So whether you need full-service interior design, a new floor installed, or you're a do-it-yourselfer and just want to purchase what you need at a great price, Serenity Home Interiors has you covered. Call today for a free no-pressure, no-obligation in-home consultation and estimate at 952-303-4033 or visit shi-mn.com.
This hour of Larry Elder brought to you by Lifestyle Financial and Tax Advisors. An AM 1280 The Patriot exclusive. Live from the Ames Center in Burnsville. This is the Northern Alliance Radio Network's Evening with Michelle Malkin pre-show. Sponsored by Lucky's Stations. Now, here's Brad Carlson and Mitch Bird.
Welcome back, Twin Cities and World. It's the collective Wind Beneath the Right Wing, the show that is making Twin Cities Radio turn red, making talk radio great again. The Northern Alliance Radio Network, live from the Ames Center in Burnsville, in for Larry Elder, to celebrate a special event here tonight. By the way, if you're listening for Larry Elder, he'll be back tomorrow. Have no fear. He'll be back on at 7 as well, and at the usual time, 5 o'clock tomorrow. So plenty of Larry Elder to be had, but for tonight.
So don't leave town.
Don't leave town. Don't panic. Don't need to hear about anybody hitting the trails in refugee caravans. We are the Northern Alliance Radio Network, Brad Carlson and Mitch Berg. Normally heard weekends, Sunday and Saturdays, respectively, from 1 to 3 on AM 1280 The Patriot.
Although you're pulling dumb.
A little bit of the hustle. I just check out the Sunday vibe. It's a little interesting because Saturday you've got that frenetic hustle bustle that you get on Saturday radio.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Sunday's a little more pastoral, a little more laid back. Either way, it's an awful lot of fun, Brett. So thanks minding your show for you on Sunday.
Oh, thank you.
Absolutely. But we are here to basically beat the bushes to make sure if you haven't heard, Michelle Malkin is coming to Burnsville tonight. Tonight. And the box office is open as we speak, and will be open right up until the beginning of the performance. You can literally run in here like those movies where people jump on the train in the London train stations as it's pulling out. It's the big romantic send-off. Well, not so romantic, but absolute must for you being informed about the issues of the day, politically speaking. Michelle Malkin coming to town tonight. Brad, I think this is going to be one of the most interesting events we've had. She's here plugging her new book, Open Borders, Inc. It's all about the people who are profiting from the complete collapse of our immigration control system in this country, and it's going to be a great show tonight.
Yeah, absolutely. And this is an issue that she's been on several years, long before Trump used it, obviously, as a signature issue for the to his 2016 election. And as I've said before, in promoting this appearance, if you're coming here, if you're well right of center, and you're coming here to get your biases confirmed, your toes might be stepped on a little bit too. I'm just saying.
So. It's right. It's there's plenty of blame to go around in the immigration mess. Obviously, big left benefits from having pools of gullible voters beholden to them, and we've seen a lot of that in the Twin Cities. More on that in a moment here, as we talked about with Michelle over the weekend, where I had the pleasure of talking with her on both Saturday and Sunday shows. It goes around. Obviously, the big left, the DFL in particular, gains a lot of voters who feel themselves beholden to them. But on the other hand, I mean, the
Commerce opposes clamping down on illegal immigration because there's a lot of cheap labor out there. And that's the thing I like to take to my progressive friends. And believe it or not, Brad, I, like you, have some of them. And they say, well, borders should be open. Everyone has a right to all the things that go along with being an American. I say, well, perhaps. But if you're one of those people who likes to virtue by showing how much concern you show for the people of, say, North Minneapolis, of Dayton's Bluff, of Appalachia, of the Walmart people of this country, if you will. Well, you're going to need to take a gut check here because illegal immigration completely guts out the economic market for people in those communities. People who are entering the job market from a position of disadvantage get another disadvantage because the jobs are being taken by people who can work cheaper and a glut of them. So whoever you are, you're going to have your ox gored here tonight, and it's going to be great.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it. I met Michelle one time. As a matter of fact, it was the, I think it was this, my second week as a regular host in AM 1280. It was at the Right On Line in downtown Minneapolis.
That's it.
When Andrew Breitbart was in town. They were late, great Andrew Breitbart. It was in the summer of 2011.
Yeah.
Yeah, she was, I happened to be walking back into the hotel where the venue was, and there were these two behemoth gentlemen standing around this little peanut. And it's like, hey, that's Michelle Malkin. Of course, she has bodyguards because she says if and that's the one and only time I met her, about eight plus years ago, so looking forward to seeing her tonight.
That's the only time I met her in person. I was glad you were able to settle that bet, because Lee Michaels and I were talking when I was on his show earlier today, and I believe he may join us here in just a second. We were trying to figure out when that was, and I was thinking 4 or 5 years ago, and Lee said longer ago than that, and yes, of course, it was about the time you started on the show, 2011. It makes perfect sense.
Yeah, we broadcast. I remember I broadcast back when I was on Saturdays, 3 to 4 p.m.
Right,
following you and Ed. I broadcast from there, and it was a lot of fun. You and Ed had her on the show, and I wasn't able to get her on. Speaking of Ed Morrissey, there he is right now. Good to see you. Good to see you. Hey.
That's right.
We're getting the whole gang back together.
Yeah, getting the party.
More on that in just a moment.
We're on a mission from God.
That's right. This is not the night where we get the gang together to take 70s TV hostage and kill a show every 5 minutes until they give up. No, this is that's a regular annual feature on the Northern Alliance Saturdays. We're going to get the whole crew together for that. But Ed Morris will be joining us here, I believe, in a few moments here as he gets ready to MC the night. And by the way, congratulations for moving up to MCing. I didn't think we'd ever see you doing that around an event like this, Ed Morrissey. Oh, you can't answer. You don't have a microphone.
Don't get nervous. I'm sure you can handle it. We have faith you can handle the gig, Ed Morrissey.
Big crowd.
Is this thing on?
Yeah, here we go.
Okay. Oh, there we go.
There we go. Ed Morrissey, ladies and gentlemen.
I are a radio professional, man.
From hotair.com, started, what, 2006 by Michelle Malkin? Was that
started in 2006 by Michelle Malkin,
yeah.
And now owned by Town Hall Media Group, which is a area of a lovely little company that you might have heard of before. Salem Media Group.
So. Yes, yes.
I've heard of them.
I've heard of it, yes.
So yeah. They signed the occasional paycheck, yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
So anyway, we were talking about Michelle Malkin. Of course, you've worked, obviously Michelle got out of the hot air owning business quite some time ago. She moved on to
about 9 years ago, yeah.
The Twitchy, among other things. But but she's a one-woman micromedia powerhouse, and you and I have met her before. We had the pleasure of interviewing her back in 2011 at Right Online. And as I was pointing out with Lee earlier in his show today, I've gotten used to tuning on cable TV news, seeing Michelle Malkin sitting on one side of the set, three or four progressive talking heads on the other, and thinking, you progressives should bring another couple just to make it
right,
fair.
Right, that's not fair. It's not fair, and it's not fair in the way that people don't think, you know. It's she outmatches any three or four progressives at a time, I can tell you that. And as a boss, she was awesome.
I bet.
She was just awesome. She was a wonderful boss.
And quick question, were you one of the first hires at Hot Air?
I wasn't the first, no.
But one of the
first? All Upon It and Brian Preston came first.
Yeah.
And now I can't think of his last name.
And it originally started out, as I recall, as more of a video blog site.
That was the concept. The
concept. And then they hired you, and they said, whoa, time to reconceive that idea.
Well, wow.
They had actually reconceived that prior to me joining, which is the reason why they were considering me. Because I have a face for radio.
That's right.
Even though, because I was doing the podcast show
okay.
before then, right? Because I was at Blog Talk Radio prior to that.
Oh, that's right.
And Michelle said, no, you got to do it on video. Got to do the Ustream thing. And so even though I had a face for radio, I've been on video ever since.
Never stop Mark. Never stop Mark Levin or the other guys. So absolutely. So you're going to be emceeing tonight here. What should we still have tickets for sale, by the way. At 7:30,
7 o'clock is when the show starts.
The show starts at 7 o'clock sharp. Tickets are available starting at $12.80.
Genius.
Just a few of them left, by the way, at that price. There's some tickets for $25 on the floor. And I think we're out of luck as far as the Elite VIP. I think they're all gone.
Elite VIP is gone, but you can still get a ticket package that has the priority seating up to the front and gets a copy of her book.
Oh, okay.
The ticket price, which is $55, I believe.
Ooh, that sounds like a lot of fun. Well, we're down here at the Ames Center in Burnsville, which is on Highway 13 at Nicollet Avenue. GPS will get you here. Have no problem. Just type in Ames Performing Arts Center. I've been here for a bunch of events in recent years, everything from my granddaughter's dance recitals to Little Stephen and the Disciples of Soul. It's a great venue for everything from company meetings to genuine rock concerts. And we've been here before as well for Dennis Prager a couple of years
ago. That's right, yes.
That's right. And so it's...
Not a bad seat in the house.
No, there really isn't. They say that about every place. It's genuinely true. Well, every place we say it's true, but it's true here as well. And for $12.80, you really can't go wrong. Seeing Michelle Malkin, I mean, if you don't go, your friends will drive you crazy telling you about it for the next couple of weeks. Ed, can you stick with us for another segment or two? This should be fun. This is the Northern Alliance Radio Network. My name is Mitch Berg. Brad Carlson, normally heard every Sunday from 1 to 3 on AM 12A The Patriot. Ed Morrissey, who left the show almost 7 years ago, but for some reason,
been that long? Wow.
You bailed in 2012. Yeah, and then things started to get fun. No, things have not been the same since, Ed, and I miss you every single day. I pine for that. I pine for that camera, actually. It's pretty much it. But yeah, no, it's the band together, more of which in just a moment here.
I hear there's some breaking news as well.
So we may have to talk about that. It may be important for the future of this democracy. Northern Alliance Radio Network, AM 1280 The Patriot. Go nowhere. We'll be right back.
Michelle, my belle, Sunday more qui vont très bien ensemble.
Listen to Hugh Hewitt weekday mornings starting at 5 on AM 1280, The Patriot.
We all have those home projects we like to get to, but there's always something that gets in the way. For a lot of people, they worry about overpaying for their home projects. And how can you be sure you're getting a fair price? Well, that's where Home Advisor can help. Home Advisor's True Cost Guide shows what others paid for similar projects, so you know you're getting a fair price. Home Advisor can even help you find the right pro for your job. Whether it's a leaky faucet or a major remodel, just tell them what you need, and they'll match you up with top-rated pros who can do the job and are available to do the work. You can read customer reviews, request quotes, book appointments, and it's free to use. Home Advisor makes it easy, so don't wait. Get those projects done so you can relax this summer. Now, to find the right pro at a fair price, just ask Home Advisor. Go to homeadvisor.com or download the free app today. Remember, that's homeadvisor.com, homeadvisor.com, or download their free app.
Your credit card companies love you. They love it when your cards stay maxed out. They love it when you only make minimum payments. They love it when you struggle. Why? Because they own you. And minimum payments mean maximum profits. Here's great news. National Debt Relief is now offering you free information on how to escape your credit card debt nightmare. If you owe more than $10,000 in credit card debt and are only barely making minimum payments, know this. You may not have to pay it all back. In fact, you may have the right to settle that debt for only a fraction of what you owe. National Debt Relief has helped thousands of people get rid of over $500 million of debt, and they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. Get the information you need for free right now before this offer goes away. Call National Debt Relief now and escape your credit card debt troubles. 800-314-4789. 800-314-4789. 800-314-4789.
AM 1280 The Patriot.
terrorism, racial jihad, nuclear instability. The United States faces these and many other global dangers every day. And while it may seem like these international threats are beyond our borders, we face greater risks against the Constitution and the rule of law right here at home. Radical socialism, illegal immigration, using race to divide, social infighting, these and other dangers plague the bedrock of our great nation, as bad actors want nothing more than to destroy our way of life from the inside. We are facing a war for America's soul, and now is the time to continue the fight for America's ideals. Join me, Dennis Prager, for an event to help give you an intelligent answer to attacks from the left.
The War for America's Soul Tour, supported by Serenity Home Interiors, is coming to Bloomington October 22nd. You'll discover intelligent responses to the culture assaults we're facing. Reserve your seats today at am1280thepatriot.com.
If you have any electrical problems, why not give Early Bird a call?
612-THE-BIRD.
Early Bird Electric is the only electrician with the four guarantees. Let's check out guarantee number three. Early Bird guarantees quality work, backed by our lifetime craftsmanship warranty. First-time customers call now to get a free service call. That's a $79 value.
612-THE-BIRD.
The bird is the word. Early Bird Electric.
612-THE-BIRD.
Would you like to move your retirement funds from forever taxed to never taxed? Hi, this is John Hines, inviting you to a special presentation by celebrated retirement expert Ed Slott at 7 p.m. Thursday, October 17th at the Hopkins Center for the Arts. Slott was named the best source for IRA advice by the Wall Street Journal. With humor and real-life stories, Ed will show how reducing taxes on retirement distributions and savings will allow you to keep more and pay less. Reserve your seat today at RetireWiseMN.com. That's RetireWiseMN.com.
Patriot Traffic from the INeedMoreHair.com Traffic Center.
Now here's an update on traffic in the Twin Cities tonight. Northbound 494 hanging up at the crosstown at 394. Busy northbound 169 at 49th Avenue to 77th. Northbound Highway 100, a small backup at the crosstown. Southbound 35W hitting the brakes at Hennepin to 94. And then again at 82nd to 106. A 20-minute backup northbound 35W starts at Highway 36 to just past County Road I. Northbound 35E, small delay at Ide Mill. On the westbound side of 94, stop and go at Highway 280 to 35W. Eastbound 94, delays at Highway 55, and then again at Dale. Eastbound 494, heavy at 169.
Listen to the Mark Levin Show weeknight from 8 to 11 on AM 1280, The Patriot.
This feeling deep inside of me, girl, you just don't realize what you do to me.
AM 1280, The Patriot.
When you hold me,
Northern Alliance Radio Network in Fort. We'll be back on at 7 o'clock. My name is Mitch Burke, heard every Saturday from 1 to 3 on AM 1280, The Patriot. Brad Carlson heard every Sundays at those same times. And Ed Morrissey from Hot Air, who's dancing about the place right now. We'll try and get him back to his microphone here. He Blue Swede is his thing. It's his jam.
It's my jam,
it's,
man.
It's his jam. It was his high school prom theme. don't know if you don't know if you, really? What was yours?
One of them was Wonderful Tonight. I think that was my senior prom. I don't remember what the junior prom one was.
Well, we didn't have a junior prom when I was a kid, but ours was Anarchy in the UK by the Sex Pistols. How about you, Brad Carlson?
Well, let's see. I did not go to prom because of an awful illness called crippling social anxiety, so I didn't make it. Sorry.
That's right. I'm glad to see you got over that.
Yeah. That's right. I'm feeling much better now. Thank you.
Voted least likely to end up on a weekend talk show.
Pretty much. You know, if they were giving out that award, yeah, I would have cleaned up. In fact, the year before, Harding High class of 1986, guess who was voted class clown?
I'm going to guess it was the woman who ran for Congress.
Close. Mitch Hedberg.
Mitch Hedberg. That's yes. Right. The other Mitch Berg in the Twin Cities.
Yeah, Mitch Hedberg was class clown, class of 1986.
Well, they called that one right.
Yeah,
anyway,
yeah.
So.
He had the D. Snyder haircut back then. So, yeah, he was rocking it. So
I love the Mitch. I've gotten to know some people from the East Side. Everyone's got a Mitch Hedberg story back then.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well,
we digress.
Larry Elder may not be talking about Mitch Hedberg at this point, but I have a hunch, guys. Any bets on what Larry Elder's talking about right now? I think we can jump on that bandwagon.
I would guess it has something to do with the I word coming out of Washington.
Internet? Regulating the internet? No, indeed. Impeachment. Ed Morrissey, no doubt you have been on the phone about this all day.
Yeah, this is, I think this is a big risk for the Democrats here because they're trying to impeach on something that they really don't know about. in a nutshell, the last 2.5 years, I think, of the Trump administration.
It really is. And I don't know about you, but I first heard the breaking news as I was pulling up to the Ames Center before I went on the air with Lee earlier today. And part of me feels maybe I was premature to do this, but I may have done a wee Irish jig on my way up to the bar. And I'm not even Irish. You don't want to see me Irish jigging, and all cameras have been destroyed. There is no evidence of same. You'll have to take my word for it. But I'm thinking, maybe you recall this, both of you gents, when I was on the air of this last election night, I said, it was a bad night for Republicans, a bad night for conservatives, but I said, be of good cheer, Republicans, because the saving grace of this is what it always is on nights like this. The Democrats will go on to overreach. They will overreach for all they got. Democrats around power are like 21-year-olds around vodka. They don't know when to stop. They don't have enough. They don't know how to handle it. And I think this is just the latest symptom of this. They can impeach. A lot of them don't know whether to find out whether they should impeach. Ed Morrissey, Carlson, right or wrong?
Yeah, I think that you're exactly right. This is something. It's what I've said. Well, in this campaign, they have one job. Don't come off as patently insane. And then you have all 10, whatever 10 Democrats were at the presidential debate, raising their hands. Yeah, we're for free health care for illegal aliens. They just cannot help themselves. They cut much in that same motif. They will overreach. By the way, getting back to this impeachment talk, Adam Schiff, the chair of the House Intelligence Committee, I don't know if you saw this tweet earlier, Ed. He had indicated that we have been informed by the Whistleblowers Council that their client would like to speak to our committee and has requested guidance from the acting DNI as to how to do so. We're in touch with the council and look forward to the whistleblower's testimony as soon as this week. Now, what will they get in addition to that transcript of the phone call that President Trump had with the Ukrainian leader, I don't know. But I guess that's the question that everybody has. Why not wait until this transcript comes out? Because the president indicated he's given authorization for it to be released, Ed Morris.
Released as soon as tomorrow morning.
Yeah.
And what the issue was initially was that there was this report that a whistleblower had come forward and that the administration had not shared it with the relevant congressional committees. And there's a statute that governs this, but the statute, and Andy McCarthy had a really good column about this at nationalreview.com.
Yes,
that statute does not cover the president, and it doesn't cover it covers intelligence matters.
Right.
And it covers intelligence officers. And so there was this high dudgeon that the administration didn't bring this person forward. And frankly, they probably should have. I mean, statute or not, this is the type of thing that you want to get settled.
Sure.
And then was talking about not releasing the transcript. And again, there's very good reasons for that, too. Presidents have to be secure conversations with other heads of governments in order to conduct normal American diplomacy. And those people are not going to talk, frankly, with the president if they think that every transcript of those conversations is going to end up being, which this one is going to be. And despite that, despite that reluctance, Trump is going to go ahead and release the transcript tomorrow. And this is what I predict for tomorrow afternoon after the transcript comes out.
Opposition researchers, roll your tapes.
This is what's going to happen. Every goalpost in America is going to get moved. There's going to be a whole lot of exercising going on tomorrow at football stadiums around the country, rather, I should say, of moving goalposts from one direction to the other direction, then back over here, then maybe over there. And the thing is, Mitch, is I don't even know if there's anything wrong. There might be something that Trump did that was awful in that transcript, but until we know that, what's the impeachment inquiry about?
Well, and of course, there's a great question. Because, of course, the House can impeach on anything they want. They have
right.
to make the political case. They have to win the vote. And then they have to bundle it up and send it off to United States Senate that is going to laugh and say, file 13, this whole thing. So what is the point behind the whole thing? And my theory is, and it's not earth-shaking theory, Ed Morrissey, is this is red tofu that the Democratic leadership is throwing.
It's Impossible
to
Burger.
That's right.
It's Impossible Burger.
That's right. That it's throwing to the progressive masses to show them that they're to give them something to keep them in high, as you put it, dudgeon, as we head into another election. It's as I pointed out many times about progressives. It's not really about having facts or having any real there. It's about feeding the hopey, changey, and the anger to their masses of deluded droogs. I believe that's putting it diplomatically, Ed. Brad, what do you all think?
Well, this was just a simple case of Nancy Pelosi being overrun by the far-left progressives in her caucus. That's all this was. She was consistently saying that impeachment is, to steal Dana Carvey's line, not prudent at this juncture. She didn't say those exact words, but she was overrun by the far left in her caucus. I don't think it's any more difficult than that.
Well, let's talk a little more about that, and perhaps Ed Morrissey, we could discuss the overwhelming barrage of juvenile wisdom to which we've been subjected in recent years here as well on the issues.
I'm up for that.
Who isn't? I mean, we all have much to learn by people one third our age, and that and much more when we come back. By the way, we are live at the Ames Center waiting for Michelle Mullen. Broadcast brought to you today by Lucky's Station, where you should be getting your gas. Get on it. Go nowhere. We'll be right back.
Rome is of another day. I've been terribly alone.
This hour on the Patriot is brought to you by Kirby and Christina with Remax Results.
Patriot traffic from the IneedMoreHair.com traffic center.
Now here's an update on traffic in the Twin Cities tonight. Northbound 494 hanging up at the crosstown at 394. Busy northbound 169 at 49th Avenue to 77th. Northbound Highway 100, a small backup at the crosstown. Southbound 35W hitting the brakes at Hennepin to 94. And then again at 82nd to 106. A 20-minute backup northbound 35W starts at Highway 36 to just past County Road I. Northbound 35E, small delay at Ide Mill. On the westbound side of 94, stop and go at Highway 280 to 35W. Eastbound 94 delays at Highway 55 and then again at Dale. Eastbound 494 heavy at 169.
The Northern Alliance Radio Network is on the air. Mitch Berg, Brad Carlson live from the Ames Center ahead of our event with Michelle Mullen. You can still get tickets at the door, $12.80. I hope you have time to come down here and join us. We return to the Larry Elder Show coming up at 7. Our whole event tonight is supported by Serenity Home Interiors. Your forecast now from the Great Plains Windows and Doors Weather Center. Could see some scattered storms through the evening tonight. Otherwise, 56 overnight, sunshine 67 tomorrow.
AM 1280, The Patriot. AM 1280, The Patriot, and iHeartRadio. They go together like
freedom and the Second Amendment.
Listen at iHeart.com or with the free iHeartRadio mobile app.
Need a roof?
JTR Roofing.
Need siding?
JTR Roofing.
How about windows?
JTR Roofing.
The name's not big enough. It should be JTR Roofing, Siding, and Windows.
They'd rather have a name that's too small than a price that's too big. For a free estimate, go to roofwithjtr.com. That's roofwithjtr.com.
Have you experienced anxiety, fear, shame, and embarrassment from owing back taxes? Hi, I'm Kathy Hill, founder of Tax Tiger. If you happen to have unpaid or unfiled taxes, I'm here to offer you some hope. Tax Tiger can protect you from the IRS, release wage and bank levies, and negotiate awesome settlements. Above all, Tax Tiger is a company which operates based on Christian principles. If you have an IRS problem, call us today at 612-888-9522 for a free consultation. You can trust Tax Tiger to provide an honest evaluation of your situation. If we can save you money, we'll explain how and answer all of your questions so you'll know exactly where you stand. Call Tax Tiger today at 612-888-9522. You could be closer to financial freedom than you think, and you need a tiger on your side. That number again is 612-888-9522 or visit us online at taxtiger.com.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans, America's largest mortgage lender. Let's talk credit card debt for a minute. If you feel you're carrying too much of it, you're not alone. The average household in the U.S. carries over $8,000 in credit card debt. Ready for some good news? With a cash-out refinance from Quicken Loans, you can quickly and easily put some of the equity in your home to good use by paying off a lot of that high-interest credit card debt. A great way to take cash out is with our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 4.125%, APR 4.22%. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN to learn how taking cash out with a 30-year fixed mortgage might be the right solution for you. And for a record 9 years in a row, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
For J.D. Power award information, visit jdpower.com. Rates subject to change. Pay 0.88% fee to receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
The 2019 Conference on Christian Apologetics, hosted by Religion Analysis Service, will be held at the University of Northwestern St. Paul campus on October 5th from 9 a.m. to 6. The event is free. For further information about speakers, topics, or to register, go to ras.org or register at the door.
Listen to The Larry Elder Show, weekday evenings at 5 on AM 1280, The Patriot.
This AM 1280, The Patriot. Northern Alliance Radio Network, live at the Ames Center in Burnsville. By the way, tonight's broadcast with myself, Brad Carlson, and Hot Air's Ed Morrissey, brought to you by Lucky's Station, the place you should be buying your gas wherever you are. I think there's a whole bunch of locations around the metro. You're not far from one. Get there. Do it. And we're all leading up to Michelle Malkin's appearance tonight here at the Ames Center, brought to you by Serenity Home Interiors. And it's going to be a great event, by the way. We are selling, and I can see the truck full of books has just pulled up, copies of Michelle Malkin's new book, nice. Open Borders Incorporated, Open Borders Inc., I believe. It's all about who profits from the open borders situation. We'll talk about that a little later on the broadcast here as well. It's going to be a great book. Every appearance by Michelle Malkin is worth seeing, folks. So this is going to be a great night tonight. There's still tickets available. You come on down here. We've got still some of the $12.80 tickets, some of the $25 tickets. And, of course, we've got copies of the book available. They just pulled up. And you don't need to rush. There'll be one for everyone. But don't dilly-dally around here, folks. Get down to Burnsville. Box office is open for about another hour and a half. So get in on it here. So talk with Brad Carlson, who's heard every Sunday from 1 to 3 here on AM 1280 The Patriot. I, of course, Mitch Berg, 1 to 3 every Saturday. Ed Morrissey, who isn't heard on the 1280 anymore. He moved on to other things. And other than our annual show where we destroy some aspect of nostalgia, you, myself, King Banyan, and I think let's have Ed, Brad come in and do that this year
we
as well. What
do
you think?
Yeah,
that way neither of us has to prep nearly as much.
Right, exactly.
Right. Spread the labor around here. Yeah. It's something we'll be doing one of these upcoming Saturdays. That's something we look forward to. And so,
isn't it bad sitcoms of the 1980s?
Bad sitcoms of the 1980s. We've gone through all the music we can find and think about without going back to the 50s, when none of us were alive. So yeah, sitcoms of the 80s is our next subject here. We're gonna 16 of them. It'll wind up being the worst sitcoms of the 1980s. So
do we just like play the opening theme music of each sitcom?
This is to be determined.
Okay.
Since the dynamics change a bit now that we're up to four people. Well, there'll be some exciting changes in mind for that.
Fantastic.
To say the least. So anyway, I know as someone who spent the best years of his life raising kids, especially through the teenage years, that when you're stuck in a bind and there's a problem facing your household, your personal life, your finances, your something to do with your life, as a parent, I know that the best thing you can do is go to your teenagers and ask for advice on how to solve intractable problems, because there is nobody in the world with a better perspective on how to solve intractable problems, problems that go on and on for generations and generations, than people who haven't seen one generation yet. And the big left and big media, pardon the redundancy, seems to be doing much the same here today in reference to a 16-year-old expert on the global warming, Greta Thunberg, a Swede who showed her dedication to the $10 million luxury yacht, mind you, that burned no carbon, but on the other hand took 4 weeks to get across the Atlantic. So keep that in mind for your travel itinerary when you got to go to go overseas next year, Brad Carlson.
Yeah, no doubt. I think it was Glenn Instapundit Reynolds said it best, as he says so many things so well. I'll start treating this like an emergency when the people who tell me it's an emergency start acting like it's an emergency. I mean, that pretty well sums it up. But yeah, to your point, it's just disgusting the way this young lady is being used. And I can't criticize a young lady. She's a 16-year-old autistic teenager. You know, and any personal attacks levied against her, I think personally is inappropriate. But right. The fact that she has, it's insinuated, while she has this absolute moral authority, like David what do you call him, David Boss Hogg?
David Boss Hogg
from Parkland High School. They have absolute moral authority unless you're standing on the steps of the Lincoln Memorial wearing a red MAGA hat and smirking at a Native American. Otherwise, then it's okay to say you have a punchable face. Then it's all good.
That's right. Ed Morrissey, the cult of the teenager taking over big media here. I mean, you know as well as I knew, it's a way of gaslighting and emotionally browbeating and log-rolling the population. Another example, I mean, clearly it works because it's been getting people traction, and yet... Where does this go? I mean,
well, this is the children's crusade all over again.
Exactly.
And basically, this is they're throwing children out there as cannon fodder, and yep. and then using them as rhetorical shields, saying you can't criticize them because then you're attacking the children.
That's
you're
right.
attacking the children, and it's nonsense. The whole thing is nonsense. And the problem here is that nobody's being.
That in a second. For the Alliance Radio Network, Mitch Berg, Brad Carlson, Ed Morrissey, live at the Ames Center. Get down here, see Michelle Malkin, say hi to us. We're in the lobby. We'd love to see you. Go nowhere. Northern Alliance will be right back.
Save up all your bread and fly Translove Airways to San Francisco, USA. Then maybe you'll understand the song. It will be...
We all need to know about Relief Factor. Larry Elder here. And about Pete and Seth Talbot, the father-son owners. As you know, they're on a real mission to help as many people as possible get out of pain. And they've been a consistent sponsor of my show ever since I began doing it on Salem. In radio, sponsors come and go. They may stay for a year or so. Sounds like they're doing super, and then boom, they're gone. Not so with Relief Factor. Pete and Seth are consistent, year after year after year. And that's because tens of thousands of people are now taking Relief Factor every day for their back and neck pain, their shoulder, hip, and knee pain, and they're now in less or no pain at all. Simple as that, it works. And that's why I've joined Pete and Seth on their mission to help you get out of pain too. And the first step, order the 3-week quick start for just $19.95. So if you're still skeptical, remember, it's not just me. There are tens of thousands of other nice people who will happily tell you to give it a try too. And it can be at your door in just 2 to 3 days. Go to relieffactor.com, relieffactor.com, relieffactor.com. Today's technology makes a lot of things easier simply because everything is connected. Larry Elder here. Your cell phone is connected to your tablet is connected to your laptop, and they're all connected to your Wi-Fi. But it may take only one weak link for criminals to get in. That's why LifeLock Identity Theft Protection added the power of Norton Security. While LifeLock uses proprietary technology to detect possible threats to your identity, like your info for sale on the dark web, Norton Security helped protect up to 5 of your devices from online threats like ransomware. And if there's a problem, their dedicated agents will work to fix it. Of course, no one can prevent all identity theft or cybercrime or monitor all transactions at all businesses. But LifeLock with Norton gives you more protection for today's connected world. Act now, and for a limited time, get 30% off your first year with promo code ELDER. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK or go to LifeLock.com. Use promo code ELDER to save 30%. Offer expires October the 6th, so don't wait. Join now at LifeLock.com.
AM 1280, The Patriot.
This message is a Great Garage Door emergency alert. If your garage door is broken or just plain ugly, call Great Garage Door for a free estimate or same-day repair service. Call Great Garage Door at 763-767-3000 or greatgaragedoor.com.
Do you want exceptional convenience and still do business with a like-minded Minnesota company? It's not luck. It's Lucky Station Convenience Stores. Larry Elder here with Lucky's owner, Scott Stevens.
We're a value-driven company that lines up with companies consistent with the Patriot. We're Minnesota-based. Well, in some ways, we are David against Goliath. We have to work harder. Often, we're going against international corporations. These are major, large corporations, and we have all the products you're going to find in any of our competitors. I think we offer a sense of appreciation. We find that good customer service in a small neighborhood environment works pretty well with us, and that's our focus. We treat our people well, and we hope that that carries over to the customer. We want you to come in, check out our stores, find where we're at on the map. Mention you heard us on the radio, you'll get any size, fountain or coffee drink free. Our hope is to earn your business so you can make Lucky's your landmark for convenience and service.
Now, there's a Lucky's station near you. Find them online at luckystations.com. Lucky's Station, the official convenience store of AM 1280, The Patriot.
Patriot traffic from the IneedMoreHair.com traffic center.
Now here's an update on traffic in the Twin Cities tonight. Northbound 494 hanging up at the crosstown at 394. Busy northbound 169 at 49th Avenue to 77th. Northbound Highway 100, a small backup at the crosstown. Southbound 35W hitting the brakes at Hennepin to 94. And then again at 82nd to 106th. A 20-minute backup northbound 35W starts at Highway 36 to just past County Road I. Northbound 35E, small delay at Ide Mill. On the westbound side of 94, stop and go at Highway 280 to 35W. Eastbound 94, delays at Highway 55, and then again at Dale. Eastbound 494, heavy at 169.
Spend your lunch hour with Dennis Prager on AM 1280, The Patriot.
Patriot, the Northern Alliance Radio Network, Pittsburgh, Brad Carlson, Ed Morrissey, live at Ames Center in Burnsville. Today's broadcast brought to you by Lucky Station. Tonight's event with Michelle Malkin brought to you by Serenity Home Interiors. Tickets are available here at the box office. Just walk up. It's easier to get a ticket to this show than it is to get a library book or an AR-15. Either way.
That's not right, Mitch Berg.
Yeah, that's so. Right.
Who knew?
Should be the other way around. But
that's right. Well, it depends on who you ask, exactly. Yeah. More on that perhaps later. But in the meantime, we were talking about global warming, climate change. And it's one of those things where the log rolling gets to be pretty intense. Over the show, over the weekend on the show, I had someone who fancies himself a bit of a physicist say, pop up on Twitter during the show and say, and I think this is how he sounds. It's not a perfect impression, but just in my mind's eye, this is how he sounds. Well, we're talking about physics, so you're an example of the Dunning-Kruger effect, which means you're talking about things you don't know what you're talking about.
Sure.
Problem is, I never mentioned physics. I was talking about the political response to climate change. And my question I ask progressives is this all the time. Ed, maybe you run into this, and Brad, you as well. You might want to go to I go up to them and I say, okay, fine, let's accept that climate change is man-made for purposes of argument, that the economic models that don't predict the present are in fact accurate about the future, and that everything is exactly as you say. Why is turning the keys to all of the world's economy over to the people who produce a driver's license system or make the DMV less of a soul-crushing ordeal, or send UN peacekeepers around the world without it turning into a Harvey Weinstein party? Why do you want to turn the keys to the world's economy over to them? And the response, inevitably, Ed, Brad, maybe this is your experience, I don't know, but the response inevitably is, Orange Man, bad. Your take on
well,
this as well.
If Orange Man is bad, then don't give Orange Man the authority. I mean
that's
this
right.
This is clearly a contradiction in terms. I mean, it reminds me of that famous picture from Berkeley. I think it was Berkeley where it shows a confrontation between protesters and police there.
Yes.
And this woman is shouting. And it underneath it says, once more government, and the police officer's spraying mace in her face and says, more government.
Exactly.
Yeah. Both sides got what they want.
That sums it up.
This is great. Yeah. I mean, it's a contradiction in terms. And look, I mean, I would take this more seriously.
Yes.
And I'm not to also with the, you know, Glenn Independent Reynolds quote in mind, too, if they acted like it was an emergency. But I would take it more seriously if the solution to this wasn't the same solution that we heard for the population bomb in 1969, for Chariot of the Gods, whatever that was all about, in the late 1970s. And
the ozone hole.
The ozone hole. I mean, the ozone hole is an example of actually good science.
It's an example of good science that was hijacked by bad scientists. I remember in 1988, Ted Danson saying we had 10 years left.
That's right.
It was gonna kill
we
us
always
all.
Have 10 years left.
Of course.
We always have 10 years left. It's like a five-year plan.
Yes.
You know, it's a constant. We always have 10 years left. I mean, it's this constant hysteria, and the constant solution being we need to kill as many people as we kill and only have the good 2 billion of people left, the 2 billion that we like.
Somebody said on Twitter the other day, if we only have 10 years left, I'm not going to work to learn all your gender pronouns. It's not going to happen. Let it go, all right? I'm not going to work all that hard. But and by the way, Bernie's also got a solution for that. Aren't we going to use U.S. taxpayer dollars to fund abortions across the world to control population?
Wasn't well, that's part of what I'm talking about, right?
Yeah. Well,
the solution is always to kill people, right?
Or to be a little more charitable in the case of Paul Ehrlich and the population bomb that you mentioned.
I mean, to drive policies that basically would guarantee that by having government-controlled food distribution, by having government-controlled energy production, which would necessarily mean a lot less production, a lot less food, which means that people are going to die.
Right. And the other response I have to people who bring this up, to, and it happens a lot, is that, okay, you're going to give us policies where the goal is to decrease the amount of wealth available to the whole world outside of the alarmists, obviously.
Right.
And as we've learned, as we should have learned, the only way to solve huge intractable problems is to be able to pelt the problems with stacks of dead presidents. Wealth solves problems. Constricting wealth makes problems much, much worse.
Well, exactly. And what doesn't solve problems is transferring wealth to government thing with it.
That,
right?
Too.
I mean, and that's the solution for all of this. I mean, when it was global cooling, it was the same solution as global warming, which was socialism.
Right.
It's socialism. Not only had to control the means of production, had to control the means of reproduction.
Right.
And that is, we're at the exact same position with Bernie Sanders as we were with Paul Ehrlich.
Right.
None of those predictions that Ehrlich made came true. And Ehrlich is still out there, I believe, making the same predictions and saying, it's just 10 years from now, they're all going to come true.
I wrote about this probably 10 years ago at Shot in the Dark when anthropogenic global warming became the cause celeb. Paul Ehrlich was and is still active in the field. It's only 50 years past his prime here. You're roughly the same age I am, Ed. And Brad, you're not that much younger than
Brad's
either of us.
Brad's a kid.
Just a whelp. But I don't know if you remember this, but I remember seeing things about Population Bomb when I was in first and second grade, reading it in Reader's Digest or wherever it was.
Right.
And being scared out of my mind, which is the point of Greta Thunberg.
Right, exactly. That's the reason why you have Greta Thunberg, and that's the reason why you have a Children's Crusade.
Yes.
You know, the Children's Crusade back 1,000 years ago was this spectacular idea that all you had to do was march a bunch of children into the Middle East and it would everybody would just stop fighting.
Yes.
And it would just solve problems magically.
Yes.
In 1,000 years, we still haven't learned our lesson in this. It doesn't work that way.
Even though parents of teenagers around the country are thinking, maybe marching them off into a war zone.
Yeah,
no, it doesn't work.
There may have been some ulterior motives to this. There may have been some ulterior motives.
It doesn't help that all the on Twitter constantly quote their 9-year-old woke kids. You know, my Hispanic daughter says, "Why does the president hate me, mommy?" You know, it's insufferable.
Well, we'll talk about more of that. We're talking with Ed Morrissey from hotair.com, co-host emeritus of the Northern Alliance Radio Network going back almost 7 years now, gone but far from forgotten. Brad Carlson, of course, still every Sunday from 1 to 3 on AM 1280, The Patriot. I, Mitch Berg, Saturdays from 1 to 3 on the Headliner edition of the North Alliance Radio Network. Fear not, Larry, 7 o'clock while we go and watch Michelle Malkin. Hopefully with you. Get out to the AIM Center. Get your ticket. They're still on sale right now. We'll give you an update on the tickets available, but we can squeeze here. Also, you can pick up a copy of Open Borders, Inc. right here. No waiting. Don't have to go to the bookstore. Do it. Northern Alliance, AM 1280, The Patriot.
The station to turn to for real news. It's AM 1280, The Patriot.
Edition of the Jewish High Holy Days, the New Year and Day of Atonement, Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. The Prager Store is offering any single book of my Torah teachings on CD, download, or flash drive for 50% off. And the store will include an autographed copy of the Rational Bible, Genesis, for free. Pretty good. This is Dennis Prager. The Jewish New Year, known as Rosh Hashanah, is on September 29th and 30th, and Yom Kippur, the Day of Atonement, is on October the 8th. These are the most important days in the Jewish calendar. Until Yom Kippur, on October 8th, the Prager Store is offering any single book of my Torah teachings for 50% off. Download flash drive or CDs. Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Deuteronomy, Numbers, actually. Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, Deuteronomy. Plus, you will receive an autographed copy of the Rational Bible, the Genesis edition, for free. If it's meant to change your life, go to thepragerstore.com.
AM 1280, The Patriot.
Hi, it's Keith Hittner Sr. here. Tune in on Sundays at noon for your Real Estate Chalk Talk, where we study the science of buying and selling real estate and the art of living in your home.
Get the solid real estate facts you need from Keith Hittner Sr. and Keith Hittner Jr. of Coldwell Banker Burnett and their team of experts. Tune in to Real Estate Chalk Talk on AM 1280 The Patriot every Sunday at 12 noon. Brought to you by the Hittner Group, the number one Coldwell Banker Group in the nation. Online at HittnerGroup.com. And tune in to Real Estate Chalk Talk every Sunday at 12 noon on AM 1280 The Patriot.
Hi, I'm Bill O'Reilly.
And I'm Alexander Green, Chief Investment Strategist of the Oxford Club.
Now, I've been following Alex's work here for 15 years. Alex joins me in what we're calling the Great American Wealth Project. It's a free online event that will show you how to get wealthy in the booming Trump economy. Alex, right now, there are more millionaires created each day than at any other time in history. Yet at the same time, many hardworking folks get left behind.
And that's exactly why we created the Great American Wealth Project, to help those who aren't ready for retirement and deserve the chance to retire rich. At the event, I'm giving away details on my number one millionaire-making stock.
Alex and I reveal exactly what it takes to supercharge your wealth. Plus, I'll show you how to get my brand new book, The United States of Trump, absolutely free. So please make sure you join us at the Great American Wealth Project. Just go to O'ReillyWealthProject.com to get started. Again, that's O'ReillyWealthProject.com.
Presented by the Oxford Club.
American pressure, spray it, don't say it.
If you're cleaning up your food production facility and you're in charge of sanitization, American Pressure is the right place for you. We know that if you aren't clean, you can't make product. From food-grade oil and pumps to custom products to clean conveyors, we know your application. Water savings, reliable equipment, and quick support are just some of the reasons to call American Pressure. Find out more at AmericanPressure.com.
Keep it right here in Minnesota. You're listening to The Larry Elder Show on AM 1280, The Patriot.
But you can after 7 o'clock. Northern Alliance Radio Network here basically urging you all to get out here to Burnsville, the Ames Center. Seeing Michelle Malkin tonight in support of her book, Open Borders, Inc. Broadcast brought to you by Lucky's Station. The event here at the Ames Center with Michelle Malkin brought to you by Serenity Home Interior. It's easy to lose sight of the fact that so much is right with the world, even as the political class melts down over everything from impeaching the president to climate change. It's the first time in history that obesity has been a bigger problem than famine. It was something I never thought I'd see as a child. The twins are contending for the first time in almost a generation, it feels like. You never know what'll happen. Don't want to feel too optimistic. On the other hand, it's as good as it's been in quite some time.
Right.
The Bears are inevitably on their way to the Super Bowl this year.
Until they aren't.
Until they are not.
Don't harsh my mellow, guys. I don't even want to talk about football. It's baseball season right now, and the Twins are contending.
And agreed, 100%.
The Cubs can even pull it off. We don't even know yet. You can't rule it out yet, so life is good. Although, a little bit of football. Okay, yeah, probably. All right. On the other hand, there's a lot of football talk, as you guys have pointed out during the breaks here. Anything to look forward to this Sunday?
Well, Ed's a Steelers fan, Ed.
No.
Yeah.
No? Wait, let's back up here. So
no.
You and Hugh Hewitt are both sitting out this football season.
Well, I don't know about Hugh.
Hugh never sits it out.
Hugh never
the Browns
sits
are going
out.
To the Super Bowl, Mitch Byrne.
Well, yeah.
They're going to win the next 8 in a row. Yeah. Next 10 in a row.
That's right. So, in other words, he'll wind up sitting out the postseason anyway. That's what I'm getting at here. So.
And I'll be sitting right there with him the way things are looking. Steelers are 0-3 and not looking like it's a mistake of some sort.
Well, of course, talking about baseball, the Cleveland Indians are second place most of the year behind the Twins. And, he kept chiding Chad the Elder and myself, who are big Twins fans. He says, the Indians are coming. They're going to overtake the Twins. They're going to overtake the Twins. I kept telling Hugh, I says, you haven't sounded this confident since 2008 when you were sure John McCain was going to overcome that deficit to Barack Obama. You haven't sounded this sure since then, Hugh.
Or 2004 when he assured us that George W. Bush would win 40 states.
Yeah, well, at least George W. Bush won.
He won. He had a pretty good electoral vote as well. But if you couldn't be a Pollyanna, he couldn't be much of anything. That's fine. That's why we love you anyway.
Well, you can kind of gauge trends by how Pollyanna-ish Hugh gets.
That's true.
Because I still remember in 2012 when he was talking to George Allen, who was running against, I think it was Tim Kaine in 2012 for the U.S. Senate race. And he said, didn't George Allen sound confident? Didn't he sound great? Boy, he's going to take this one. I'm like, oh, we're so hosed.
That's right. Almost like the nihilist anti-lock betting system of learning, learned foot fame back during the glory days of the Minnesota Organization of Bloggers, which is a reference that goes by the vast majority of people. Can we keep you for one more segment?
Absolutely.
Up to the top of the hour here? This will be fantastic. Ed Morrissey from Hot Air, who will be emceeing tonight with Michelle Malkin. Brad Carlson and I will be in the audience cheering along. Should you happen to fall over, Ed, we'll you're in good hands here just in case.
It's good to have a succession plan.
Not that we've planned it out or anything, just in case. But that's how we got on the air in the first place.
So what's
place.
In this drink anyway?
hang on just a moment there. We got to get another segment out of you. Northern Alliance Radio Network live at the Ames Center. One more hour to go before Michelle Malkin. Go nowhere.
AM 1280, The Patriot.
Students come to Online Trading Academy for many reasons. Some love their jobs but don't make enough money to live the life they dream about. Some aren't happy with their job and hope for something better. And others invest and trade but just need a better path to improve their returns. We even have students who have never invested or traded before, and they might not even know a stock from a rock, but dream of having extra income. There are better income opportunities than trading your time for money. It's time to learn those skills. Join us at Online Trading Academy so we can show you the path to your financial freedom. Attend a free investing class near you. Call now, 952-814-4410. Again, 952-814-4410, or go to learnwithota.com. Again, learnwithota.com.
Online Trading Academy. Radio!
AM 1280, The Patriot, is WWTC Minneapolis-St. Paul. FM 107.5, K298CO, Minneapolis. Fueled by Lucky's.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.